Pure gold, says the Irish Independent headline in large type over a large photograph of Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan, celebrating after their victory in the men's lightweight double sculls final at the Olympic Games in Tokyo. There's room for little else on that paper's front page. On an inside page, Cathal Dennehy writes from Tokyo, "The ecstatic smiles reminded everyone of all that is good about sport, all that is good about the Irish, of all that is great about life." John A. Watterson, who was there for the Irish Times, writes, "The ban on spectators and the request for clapping rather than shouting as Japan struggles with the COVID-19 pandemic was not lost on the gathering of Irish officials and athletes. Still," he says, "the loud shrieks from the stand at the finish line as the pair crossed half a boat ahead of the German crew who had led for most of the race were unmistakably Irish." And as for the reaction in the medal winner's hometown in County Cork, "Skib erupts," says the headline in the Irish Examiner. The lesson is that to those with faith and determination, nothing is impossible, says the paper's editorial writer. "Boatload of joy," says the Irish Daily Star. The Olympic gold medals for the rowers are only the second piece of good news flagged on the Irish Daily Mail front page. Good news one is that the Delta wave of COVID cases is beginning to plateau, with Ireland now on the path back to normality. That's based on remarks yesterday by the head of the Health Service Executive, Paul Reid, and the HSE Chief Clinical Officer, Dr. Colm Henry. In the Times lead story, it is reported that the cost of maintaining the existing range of health services for the state's ageing population is forecast to increase by almost twice as much as previously thought. Figures in a government review to be published today by Minister Michael McGrath suggest that extra provision may have to be made in the budget to cope with the demographic change, the paper says. The Belfast Telegraph leads with a report by Emer McGovern about a woman who won a sexual harassment case against the Bank of Ireland, but said it failed to protect her from a man, a married father, described to her by co-workers as the office creep. The report also appears in The Independent. Natasha McNichol, who worked in the Belfast branch of the Bank of Ireland, was initially bound by an anonymity order that had prevented the naming of her and her employer. She appealed that condition with the support of the Equality Commission. It led to a decision that she, the bank, and other persons involved in the judgment could be named, while the culprit and other women he harassed could not. Ms. McNichol, who now works as a teacher, said she was surprised by the condition of anonymity, but knew she wanted to be able to speak about her case.